There we go. Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to this new podcast. Today we have an interesting topic to talk about. In the previous ones, we have talked about very formal situations, but now we're going to focus on relationships. So here with me is Alberto, Alia, and Ali. You know them. They always participate in this incredible podcast. So today we're starting with Alberto. He's going to share us some experiences, tips, and also some feelings when you are in a relationship that sometimes are good, sometimes are bad. So let's listen to Alberto. Hi, Alberto. How are you doing? Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm fine. And you?
Doing really good. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Alberto, so what can you mention us about relationships? Maybe you can start talking about the good ones, the bad ones, whatever you like.
A relationship, it could be difficult or positive. It depends of you, because sometimes you have the lucky to search a good person, and others a bad person. But a bad person is only an idea, because for maybe for other is a good person. I think it's a lucky situation, I think. But every relationship have a good lesson for life in your life.
Excellent, great for sharing that. So yeah, I agree, we have good, bad relationships, and each one can teach you something. Ali, Alberto mentioned something important about luck. So my first question, Ali, is you think luck really exists in the relationships? You're the one that take the decision. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, maybe the luck is a very good point, but I in my point of view, I believe that the decision that you choose a woman or a boy is you, and you are meeting, knowing that person, and you need to know him very well, because if she or he is a good or bad person.
Excellent, great. So there's no luck, it's your own decision, and you need to get to know this person like really well, because then you get surprises, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, very good, thank you for that. Alia, what do you think? Is there really some luck in there? Is your decision? What can you share us today? Welcome.
In my opinion, I agree with Ali. I think it's a decision to choose your partner of the life, are you woman or boy. Is most important the person, personality, things, the for example, go to the dinner and the movies, or the families, maybe.
Okay, good. So also knowing personality is such a great deal, because maybe some person can show you one face when you're dating and when you're going out as a boyfriend, girlfriend, but then when you get married, it becomes something totally different. Obviously, in some cases, I'm not saying it's my experience, I love my wife. Okay, guys, so let's put some order to this session, to this podcast. Let's start first when you're single and you start dating someone, everything seems to be good, you're happy. Alberto, what are the good moments and tips for that time when you're dating a person?
beautiful to know the other person, but the moment that you have with your boyfriend or girlfriend, it could be a great memory, because these moments you could save in your heart, in your mind, and it could be a great moment in that relationship or in your life. So, like, for example, for me, when I have a date, when I was in my 20s, it was wonderful to have a date, and on Sundays you have a all day with your girlfriend, and you visit a lot of places, and have a great moment in the sunset. So it's wonderful when everything is okay. It's very sad or frustrated when the things are not good.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. You surprised me. I mean, for real, you sound like very romantic. I thought you were more like a tough guy and something like that, but you sound romantic with the sunsets. You enjoy that?
Yeah, yes, I like it. I like the I am a little romantic person, because I love to see the stars and the moon and something like that with my wife, or in that time with my ex-girlfriend in that moment. But yes, I like it.
No, talking about ex-girlfriends. Maybe you can have some problems with your wife.
it's experience. In your life, many people enter into your life and to learn something and then learn. So it's part of the life.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much. Well, we need more people like you, more romantic people. Good. Ali, when we start relationships, it's very common that we are friends and we get to know each other. Maybe we are in school together. I don't know, things like that. But sometimes these relationships are going very well and then you are sent to the friend zone. Are you familiar with that word? Did that happen to you? What can you tell us about it? And what are some feelings that you identified in your first relationship?
Well, I don't familiar with that situation. Can you repeat what feelings?
Yeah, what are the feelings that you normally identify in the first relationship? Like, for example, oh, you feel that everything is so sweet, and then you start feeling love. So, what are the feelings that you identify?
For example, they feel in love in the first month. For example, another could be when they loved.
Yeah, at the beginning everything seems to be very good and you feel so optimistic and things like that, right?
Yeah, with all this pink color.
Yeah, I know. What else, Ali? How can you describe, like you were talking about the first month, so the first month everything is beautiful, and what's happening after that?
Yeah, the first month of the second, the man always is a gentleman, I like to be a gentleman, and I like to buy flowers, send messages, it's a very good experience.
Great, thank you. Okay, so you consider yourself as a gentleman. Is that only on the first months, or also when you are like in the relationship more seriously?
To be a gentleman?
Yeah.
I believe it's important to be a gentleman all the relationship.
Very good, all the time.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Okay, so we're talking about the first period when we start first falling in love. Everything is so sweet and beautiful. And also you start like feeling nervous because you don't know the other person. So you're not really sure about what to talk about. And maybe the other person won't accept it. So Alia, let's focus now like on the bad moments or confusing moments. Okay. Maybe sometimes you get bored. Maybe sometimes the other person is busy or stressed. How can you handle those situations, Alia?
I think it depends of the situation, the other person. For example, if the other person have a lot of job, he is a stressed person. In this moment is when I understand the situation for the most communication, for not have
Fridays. Okay, very good. And what if the other person is like kind of very busy? So you think you should always understand, or maybe the other person should change something?
If you like the other person, you can be a busy person for the change the person.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that's the way you met him or her. So it's not like changing the other person. It's like adapting and some things like that, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, so Alberto, now, well, that was very good. We're talking about the first relationship, but have you ever been in a toxic relationship, or have you known any friend in a toxic situation? What can you tell us about it?
Yes, I know people that have a toxic relationship, and in my case, I had one toxic relationship, but I said in minutes ago, everything to happen is to learn. So, but yes, it's right now I am try to remember, and I am lying because it has a funny moment, uh-huh. But in that moment I feel bad and
scared, and
sometimes furious or hungry and confused. And but yes, when I was 22 years, I have a toxic relationship. I was jealous a lot, and
maybe you were the toxic, or it was her.
But
both.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes. But you learn about the situations, and if you don't learn, it's very tired to have that relationship, because you are not happy, and you are always sad or feeling tired, and so but some people like that relationship. I don't know why, but they say that I am happy
3 days and 4 days I am sad, but only with 3 days it's okay. I said, okay, here's your life, no problem. But yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful because you learn, and you know every personality, and try to learn how could you about again the same situation.
Okay, very good. So was your girlfriend aggressive with you? Did she beat you? Did she hit you or something?
No, but it's very fun because one day we were in my car. I was driving and she tried to open the door. Oh, come on. It's very dangerous.
But that's very normal. I mean, I think that happens with all the girls. Ali, did you ever have any experience similar?
No, never.
Alia, have you ever done something like that? Like, hey, open the door and stop. No?
No.
So that only happens to me? Damn. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I saw it in the movie.
It could happen because when you was in the situation, you don't know how to get in patient in that moment. You are furious, you are maybe with anxiety, and when you do action with that feelings, you can do an action that you do, after that you could say, ah, why I did it, please forget, or you ask apologize or something like that. But that I said, it's a learning process, and never repeat again that action.
Yeah, sure, it is a learning process. We always learn from everything. So maybe one day you were a jerk, maybe the next day you are like the best person. So, and it's very normal because, as you mentioned, yeah, you were young, and when we're young, we're like, we like to do, for example, one day we're happy, the next day we're very angry. So we have different feelings in different moments, so it's a learning process. Thank you for that. Okay, yeah, but that. Okay, Ali, well, let's leave aside the toxic topic, and now let's talk about good things or good moments. What about the gift, the presents? You mentioned that you like to buy flowers. Do you consider yourself as romantic, like giving surprises, letters? What can you tell us about good moments?
Yeah, I consider I'm romantic. I like write web letters, and it's a very good experience to do that. I don't know. I like to buy chocolates for dates important. I don't like to forget the dates. The dates important.
Okay, like which dates can be considered as important?
Our first date.
Okay.
Or for example, yeah, that could be the first date.
Okay, excellent, very good. Okay, so well, yeah, so you can say like you're an attentive person, you like to give presents or gift to your girlfriend. Okay, very good. So what else can you tell us about good relationships? What other moments are good in a relationship?
For example, at the beginning, when the two people are they are have good moments. They maybe in the beginning all the moments are good because they enjoy the time and don't have fights or something like that.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that. Okay, guys. Well, and yeah, there are some situations that are good and some others you're like, oh, come on, settle down, calm down, take it easy. Maybe those happens in the toxic situations. Alia, what can you tell us, for example, when you start in a relationship? Yeah, we said that there are good moments, but family plays an important role. Maybe your dad or mom doesn't give you permission to go out with this person. Do you think that happens? Do you think that's normal? Do you have any experience with that? What can you tell us?
It's important that your parents approve to relationship. In my case, get permission was a good moment for the relationship between my parents and my boyfriend.
Okay, yeah, having permission is important. This is something like relevant. Most when you start getting to get along and you start knowing each other. Okay, very good. And let me see, we have some other topics, but before I ask the next question, Alberto, is there anything special that you want to share, any personal experience, another topic?
Well, when you have a relationship, the principal characteristic of the that relation is the confidence and the fidelity to with your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, because and communication. So if you don't have that in your relationship, it's very difficult to get a good level in the relationship.
Yeah.
And always it could be a cycle and repeat the same situation again, and it's very stressful to have the same situation and don't resolve it, and you never get or reach the next level in the like a person and in the relationship. So so this is my tip that I give you if you have a relationship right now, or if you in the future you wanna be in fall in love or with yet get married, the confidence, the communication, and the fidelity is the principal characteristic that you will have. You must have in the relationship.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm gonna get an idea from the communication. Ali, communication is very important. But who has better communication, the guys or the girls? What do you think?
I'm totally agree with Alberto. And the communication about what?
Sorry. Yeah, who has better communication or who communicates better, the guys or the girls?
I don't think it's a gender thing. I think that the communication could be from both parts, because it's important that the couple have that communication. And to be honest, each one, because it's very, very important. The lies is very bad. but think in the relation.
Yeah, I know the truth always comes up, and you always know about the lie, so it's not good to lie. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very cool tip, bro. So, Alia, well, same question for you. Who's better communicating? Do you think the guys are better in communication? The girls? Do you think also both are good in communication? What's your opinion?
In my opinion, the more communication is voice. I think the woman, we are complicated.
Finally, an honest person.
Sometimes we want one thing and then another thing. It's difficult for me. It's difficult for the communication with the boys.
Okay. Thank you for that. And my question was something like that, because, for example, sometimes in a relationship it's very normal to have some problems, but then you start asking like your girlfriend, hey, what happened? What's the problem? And she says, nope, nothing. You're like, nothing. Yeah. And you say like, hey, what's going on? I want to be okay. No, yeah, I'm okay. Nothing happens. But you know that they are angry, but they don't tell you, so it's kind of difficult, but it's part of the relationships, guys. Has that happened to you, Alberto?
Yes. Yes, it's a bored situation, because you try to have a great time, I don't know, in the day. And you ask, what happened? Nothing. Would you like to go to tacos? No. And after 5 minutes, maybe let me think. And after 10 minutes, okay, I am angry, but I am angry. I am angry, but maybe the tacos changed my feeling.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I mean, maybe in the moment you're angry and you're desperate and you feel frustrated, but then you remember and you say, oh, come on, this is like so funny. And it's a thing of both. I mean, sometimes the guys, we do bad things and we make them angry, and we don't remember. I mean, that happens to me. I have very bad memory. Sometimes I do bad things and then I don't remember, but she remembers, and she's like, You have to know what you did. And I'm like, no, I don't remember anything. Okay, very good, guys. Ali, anything else special that you want to share us before we go today?
Yeah, no, for the moment.
Okay, very good. Ali, any other tip or advice that you would like to share with us?
I think it's important be honest and be yourself. And the most important thing is not have expectation for the relationship or for the other person.
Okay, that's a very nice one. Thank you for that, because yeah, sometimes we are in a relationship, sometimes it's toxic or with a lot of problems, and we are depending on that relationship. I mean, we can be happy with ourselves and being alone, but I don't know why sometimes we are so like in that circle, and we don't want to get out, or we don't know how to get out. Alberto, what can you tell to the people that are maybe in a bad relationship and a toxic relationship and don't know how to get out? What could be a good advice for them?
The fear paralyzes. So sometimes you have fear to be alone, to be sad, or you prefer have a bad person that be alone. But to be alone is not bad. I think it's in the beginning it's a sad situation, but when you are alone in more time, you know other people, you do things that you like and get a satisfaction, because with the other person or the in the bad relationship say, please don't do that, I don't like it. Come on, but for me I like it. No, I don't like it. For example, dancing or visit places that you like and the other person don't like it. I think the principal feeling that you have in that moment is fear. Fear to be alone and fear to make a mistake in your life if you leave that person, because you maybe question you, if the person changes in the future, or if the person if my girlfriend is the person of my life, but in this moment maybe I will learn how could I change your mind. And Alia said something important, never show a person that you not are. You need to be original and don't show that personality that you don't have it.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Yeah, and you gotta feel love, and you gotta feel good with yourself. I don't know, maybe you're afraid of being rejected, you're insecure, you're scared, but you must be respected. I mean, you cannot be worried all the time about what the other person thinks, only because he's your crush or something like that. No, wait, I mean, your mental health is first. You gotta feel loved. So those are very good tips and advices from you and Alia. Thank you for that. Okay, very good. Ali, your final comment. We close with your comment. Is there any tip that you'd like to give to these person that are in a toxic relationship?
Only for that, that the advert says is, for example, some people have fear to leave that relation, that toxic relationship, because they think that they don't will find another person or something like that. And my final comments could be that you need a person that loves you as you the same as you. That you are, and life is to enjoy it and don't to have problems.
Excellent, thank you so much. So you don't need a jerk or an idiot in your life. You need someone that loves you, that accepts you just the way you are.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent, thank you guys. Well, this is all for now, because we have to finish this podcast. I appreciate you, all your comments and advices as always. Thank you for being here with us, and goodbye, guys.
Thank you, bye.
No, bye. See you for ciao.
Ciao. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our new podcast. Today, we're going to talk about unconscious bias and microaggression. This is a really interesting topic that none of the companies and most of the people don't like to talk about. So we're going to try to see some kind of examples of microaggression, unconscious bias, especially, and focusing only on companies. So here with me is Mauro. How you doing, Mauro?
Hi, very cool. Well, I'm okay. I'm ready for today's podcast. We are checking all the topics and we are ready.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's going to be such a great topic to talk about. Okay. Well, and here with me, it's also Ali. Hi, Ali. How you doing?
Hi, Fern. Very good. I am very happy to be here, and I hope this podcast can be very useful.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Sure it will be. Okay, and also here with me is Alia. Hello, Alia. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to stay with you.
Excellent. It's my pleasure. So welcome, you guys. Let's start talking about this interesting topic. So we have been mentioning that unconscious bias and microaggressions are some ways to show violence, and that is not necessary physical violence. It could be also like verbal in our comments, and it can be intentionally but also unintentional. So let's start breaking it down, and let's start separating into sections. Okay, so the first one, I'm going to ask Alia, do you remember what kind of microaggression can the people with tattoos receive on the companies? What can you tell us about that?
Maybe don't hurt. Many people think that because you have tattoos, you are a bad person, or even a thief.
Yeah, exactly. So they make a kind of judgment. Well, I forgot to mention that unconscious bias is kind of categorizing the people even before you know them. So depending on their appearance, you already classify them into a, I don't know, a section. So this is what happened with tattoos. As you mentioned, they see a person with tattoos and they say, okay, this is a bad person, be careful. When probably it's not that way. Maybe that person likes tattoos because it's something artistic for him or her. And the company is already making another decisions on that. So yeah, it's such a big deal. It's a problem. This is gonna take us to our second section, okay? Ali, what happens with people, for example, tall people, short people, fat or thin? Do you think they also receive some kind of microaggression?
Yeah, obviously, because some companies take care of the appearance of the company, so they don't hire people with the companies like hiring people that is that have good appearance and are handsome or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with that. And especially for example, the human resources department, I mean, probably the engineering or accounting or some other departments don't focus a lot on that, but I have seen that human resources department focus on that. So I don't know, I think that shouldn't happen, but it's something that happens every day and it's more common. Thank you for those comments. Okay, well, let's go to with Mauro. Mauro, what about the sports? Is there any kind of microaggression in sports?
Yeah, on the sports, maybe for example, when you are a student or younger, I don't know, maybe high school or middle school, you see that maybe the teachers are very specific with this. Men, split this because you are more stronger, you are more faster, and girls, play this or don't do nothing because you are a girl and you are not a man. So in this part we saw this more specifically in the schools. In the professional part, we saw a very developed area with a better and a lot of sports, with the woman have a high participation activity.
Exactly. Thank you so much. So yeah, as you mentioned, it is something very common when the people are young or when the students are young. They make this kind of classification. So you're a girl, you don't play this sport. You're a boy, yes, you can play this. But as soon as you start growing, it's more common that girls are more competitive and they are in some way even better than men. So I believe it should, we should do something to be inclusive on when they're young. So what do you think we could do, Mauro, to avoid this kind of microaggression when they are young? Is there any option that you could provide?
Well, maybe a solution could be that the teachers take classes or maybe an extra activity to better this part and be more inclusive with the students.
Exactly. Yeah, you hit the word. It's like being more inclusive. So yeah, I agree with you. That would be something so responsible from the teachers. Okay, very good. Let's jump into the next section. The next one is job. So some people could receive a different treatment in accordance to the gender. So some girls could have problems finding a job, even the boys. So what can you tell us about that situation, Alia, about job?
Actually, it is more difference for the gender in the men and women. Personally, in some job interviews, the recruiter has asked me personal questions, such as, do you have wedding plans soon? Or if in my plans is having children soon? But I think it's not important to professionally develop me. It's more important that the attitude and the skills and responsibilities. But in my opinion, the mom singles have a more difficult for get a job.
Absolutely, yes. And as you mentioned, women have to face this. I believe it's a stupid question because they shouldn't care about what you decide to do. That's your decision, so they should just focus on your preparation, education, and all the skills that you got. Okay, thank you for sharing that. And yeah, it is very common. Okay, guys, so let's jump to the next section. The next one is about position. So Ali, do you really believe that it can make a difference when you're looking for a job? Your social position, is that true?
Absolutely true. Because some companies take in account a lot of this skill or something like that. Some companies likes that the persons have a social position good, and it's very difficult, or it's more difficult for people that are in a position lower.
Yeah, that's so true, and also it shouldn't be that way. I mean, let's imagine that you didn't have good economic conditions, and then you, with a big sacrifice and effort, you study a career, so you go out looking for a job, and your economic condition shouldn't be an obstacle when you're looking for a job. So it's very sad to hear that, but it's also common to see it when you're looking for a job. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for all your comments. Let's go with Mauro, and this is also similar to our previous example. What happens, Mauro, with the school education? Do the recruiters really take into account the school where you come from? You think that happens? What's your opinion?
Yeah, of course. For example, here in our city, the most part of the companies select the students that come from the Autonomous University or the Technological University. So the other universities, maybe more little universities or a private little universities that have not a high number of students, he could be affected because the universities prefer the students that come from these universities because they know how the university works and the formation that the students have. So this is a really big problem because the students made the university, and if you don't bring that opportunity to the student, how do you know that it's a big or a good or a very bad university? So this is a big problem, actually.
Exactly, I couldn't agree more with you. And you know, as you mentioned, the university, well, yeah, they could have a difference, but I believe that the student is the one that makes a difference. So you could have a very good student on a, you could have a very good student maybe on a bad school, but you could also have bad students on very, very good schools. So it depends on the person. So the school or the, yeah, you, the university shouldn't be a, like a, an issue when you're looking for a job. Very good. Thank you for your comments. Okay, and Alia, what happens? Let's imagine that you already have the job, but you are in a competition for a promotion. I mean, suddenly there's a new position in the company, so you're gonna fight for promotion. What are the problems, microaggression, or unconscious bias that people could find when looking for a promotion?
The most popular is a friendship with a manager to get a promotion. Actually, in some companies, it's very common. The companies don't take skills and knowledge and experience for the promotions.
Yeah, exactly, and I hate that. That's totally unfair because there's some people that are well prepared and have several years in the company, and the person that gets the promotion is the, I don't know, as you mentioned, maybe the manager's friend. So it's totally unfair, but you're correct. It's something that happens, and even though it shouldn't, it's something that still happens. Okay, guys. Well, we also got some other kind of examples for microaggression. The next one, it's about the age. So, Mauro, have you seen, have you heard examples of microaggression related to the age?
Of course, for example, the companies prefer the people of in the range, in the middle range. Not too younger and not too old, because if you get the job to a younger people, maybe well, for the companies they don't know how to work, and for the older people they are 2 weeks, 1 year to the retired. So it's a very big problem. Another example, we can find the doctors that maybe the patients prefer the doctors of old age more than the younger doctor, because they say, oh, he's younger, he don't know nothing because he don't have experience, for example. And with an older doctor, he say, oh, yeah, this very experimentally person, and he know perfectly how to work. So we have the balance again.
Exactly, you're absolutely right. And from my point of view, there should be a balance, as you mentioned. I mean, you cannot consider only the young people or the old people. There should be a balance, and you should also take into account their preparation and their skills, not only the age. But yeah, as you mentioned, this happens, and it's common with the doctors. People are scared because obviously it's their health, but there's some other conditions or considerations that we could take. Very good. Thank you, Mauro. Okay. Ali, what about the sexuality and sexual orientation? Do you believe that could also be a problem either when you're looking for a job but also when you're already in the company? Is that really a problem?
That shouldn't, but yeah, definitely. I think that is a very bad problem in the companies when you are looking for a job, because as I mentioned before, some companies take care of your image, and for some of them it's important that the sexual orientation is good or something like that.
Absolutely, yes. And I mean, we're already on 2021, so we should be like more open mind, but there's still companies and or also people that don't accept this. So yeah, they got some kind of microaggression with these people, either making comments aggressive or intentional or unintentional, but also, well, there's some different situations and behaviors that I believe is not good that if we talk about them. So let's skip that section and let's go with the next one. The next one, Alia, what about the appearance? Is there really microaggression or different when you are talking about appearance?
Yes, for some people it's more important the appearance. For example, if you are a blonde hair or white skin, high and thick and beautiful, you have more opportunities. In some companies, hire this type of people.
Yes, exactly. So they focus more on the appearance than the skills. So it's a disadvantage for the people that have very good skills, but maybe there's some other guy or girl that probably could have a better appearance, so they get hired. So that's also totally unfair, and it shouldn't be that way. Okay, guys. Yes. There's also some other kind of microaggression. As I mentioned before, there's not physical violence. Maybe this is not so aggressive, but the jokes. Okay, so there's people that often like to make these kind of jokes. And how do they make them? Well, they refer to the people that are probably tall. They could call them either, like, I don't want to say the insults, but they make fun of their when they're tall, when they're short, if they're fat. So that's also some kind of microaggression that are making the people feel bad in the companies, and that should stop. Okay, guys, let's go to our two final examples of microaggression. Mauro, the next one is interrupting others. Okay, so in companies it's very common, obviously, to have some meetings, and you bring your team together, you gather them into a meeting room, but you don't let them express as they want and you constantly interrupt them. So what can you tell me about this? What's your opinion? Does it really happen?
I think that it's, well, in my point of view, it's common to that happens, because maybe, I don't know, someone else are talking about, I don't know, the topic that in the meeting are talking, and you think that your idea is incorrect, or you have a better idea and you interrupt them because you think that it's better your idea and you don't hurt and less time in other ideas. Yeah. But this is very bad education. This is a very bad education for all the persons that are in the meeting, because when you talk, it's correct that the other person finish their idea, their expression, and then you can make and explain your idea, or say, oh, I have a different point of view, I don't think so, because this or this. It's better to respect the workmates or the classmates, maybe.
Yeah.
To work better.
Exactly, you're right, it's total an education issue. So there's some people that haven't received a good education, or maybe they don't respect, but That shouldn't happen. And as you mentioned, it's not only on the companies, it could also happen in schools or in any other place. Very good. Thank you. And our final point for Ali is about the COVID-19. So as we know, we had a pandemic period. There were some people that unfortunately got this COVID. So when they got back to the company, they received a different treatment, or we could also talk about discrimination. What do you know about that, Ali? What can you tell us? Is it unfair? I hear your comments.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about that, but I believe that that person's could be receive a treatment different from the others, and that's not fair for that people.
Yes, exactly, and it shouldn't happen. I mean, it's something that could happen to everyone, and it's not like discrimination. Well, we shouldn't discriminate anyone on anything, but if they got the COVID, it's also not a reason to act like that or act this way. Okay, guys, well, those are like the main examples of microaggressions on a company and also outside. So what are some solutions that we could provide to our audience so they could analyze before expressing this kind of comments that could be aggressive for some people? I'm gonna start giving you like an example, and then I would like to hear if you have any other idea of solution or commitments. So for example, a solution could be that you first take into account what you're going to say. Okay, so you could think critically, attending to the data, to the evidence, so that is gonna give you a better background. Okay, so before you say any comment, you first analyze the situation, okay? You analyze the person, the skills. That is gonna give you a better background to express better about that person, and not only because of the way he or she looks like, okay? So what else can you tell us, Mauro? For example, what are some other examples of solutions to avoid microaggression or unconscious bias?
Well, to avoid this, for example, we can educate better at home and maybe at the school, because it's so important to bear and being respectful with the other persons. I don't know, maybe Ali have a different point of view, or Alia, I don't know.
Okay. What about you, Ali? What are some other solutions that you could provide? Or Alia, I hear you guys.
As like Mauro said, this is education at home is very important. I think it's important to respect the opinion of the other persons, or don't talk about the characteristics or make jokes about the persons. I think that's all.
I believe that also. Thank you so much. Alia, you always got great comments on solutions to these kind of problems. So what can you share us about solutions? What do you think could be helpful to avoid these kind of aggressions?
I think the word is empathy. We need be empathy with the other persons. We not we think the situation, leave the other person if a bad day or maybe a other situation sense, for example.
Exactly, you're correct. You hit a very good point. We don't know what the other people are facing. We don't know their problems. So showing empathy, it's a really great solution, or at least it's a way to avoid or reduce this kind of microaggressions. So other option is to first recognize that these microaggressions exist, because sometimes we don't know or we're not conscious about them. So it's always great to check and to analyze, and maybe we can also ask the people. These kind of microaggressions often happen with the manager positions, direction positions. So they have a lot of people in charge, so they have to learn how to treat every person as they deserve. Okay, guys. Well, I believe this is the main information that we're going to share today to our audience. Guys, would you like to send a final message, or should we finish this podcast? Okay, if there's anything else to include, thank you for being here, guys. Thank you, Ali, Ale, and Mauro, for all your important tips and special advices. For the audience, we see you in the next session of this incredible podcast. See you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's session. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting topic about Saltillo's life. So you're gonna know different places that you can visit when you come here to Saltillo, also the activities that you can do here. And by the way, Ali and Ale are going to mention how can they describe these places and the people that work there. So let's begin. Hello, Alia, how you doing?
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent, welcome, it's my pleasure. So let's begin talking about these places here in Saltillo that are attractive for people that visit our town. Okay, the first one is going to be the Madero Stadium. It's a very traditional place. So what can you tell us about Madero Stadium, Alia?
You want to have a big one, you have to visit Madero Stadium. It is a stadium for a Peru baseball team. It's a big brand and lovely place. You can see friendly, awesome, and enjoyable people. It's located in Valdez Sanchez and Nazario Ortiz Street. You can go with family or friends. In front are parking lots. First, you can buy tickets in a ticket office stadium. It's important that you arrive in time so that you can visit the store, where you can buy jerseys, caps, thermos, stuffed rabbit, baseball balls, and other stuff with Arapero's logo. Really, the store is some expensive, but it's nice. Then in the stadium, you can buy food, beer, chips, soft drinks, or candies.
Amazing. Well, you're...
There are more people. Another environment. The Madero Stadium is a safe place, but I think need a maintenance.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you want to include?
No, I think so.
Perfect. Well, that's a lot of information. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very complete. So we already know where it is located. We know there's a parking lot, so you won't have any problem finding a place for your car. You also know what are the things that you can buy, okay? Alia mentioned like candies, chips. They're also selling food, like fast food or hot dogs or whatever. And they also got a shopping store. So if you wanna have something like a jersey or whatever, or Saraperos, you can go to that store. Also, they got a ticket place where you can buy your tickets. So my only question is it expensive to buy a ticket, Alia? And what about the food inside the stadium? Is it expensive?
No, the expensive is the store.
Okay. The rest?
The others is accessible.
Perfect, I get it. Thank you so much. Well, that's a very good recommendation by Alia. Go to the Madero Stadium if you're coming to Saltillo. Excellent. Well, let's move on, because here Saltillo, we got different places, okay? We don't have a lot, but we got some different and traditional places. The next one is the Mirador, okay? Which is like kind of a viewer on the top of the city, we can call it like that. Well, it's a high point in the city, so you can go there and watch all the city. But let Ali introduce this place. So, Ali, how are you?
I'm doing some things.
Excellently. So this topic is all yours. What can you tell us about the Mirador?
Well, the Mirador is a great place in Saltillo. And this is near all of, to Soriana Abasolo, so you can find it very easy. Also, if you ask where are we going or for taking pictures, this is a very good place because you can take fantastic and incredible pictures. You can take your pets or your family for a walk. You can find there very friendly people, but and also you can find athletic people because always I am running near there, and but in some schedules you should be lookout because sometimes you can find. Bad people like in any other places.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, most of the people maybe are friendly, but as you mentioned, maybe if you go at night, there will be dangerous people or bad people.
Exactly.
Good. Uh-huh. Yes, do you want to include anything else?
No.
Okay, thanks a lot. So it's a very nice place, so Ali mentioned that you can go take incredible pictures, and also you can do some other activities like go for a walk, take your pet, and also there's some people doing exercise. So if you want to take a good picture about the city, well, you can go to the Mirador. Thank you for that information, Ali. Very useful. Okay, well, if you're coming to the city and you got your kids with you, you can also visit a famous park here in the city, okay? The name in Spanish is Ciudad Deportiva. So it's a very nice place with all different kind of activities that you can do. You can either play baseball, go for a walk, but I'm not giving you any more detail. Alia, can you tell us what are the incredible things that we can do in Ciudad Deportiva, please?
Friendly, athletic, and kind people. In this place, you can sleep in big slides. You can buy chips, candies, ice cream, or maybe take your own food to eat there. You can has a like and dogs, and you can feed them. I remember in other times there was a train around the lake and you call a ride, but currently it is not. Ciudad Deportiva Park is an attractive place for do sports. There are tennis, softball, and fast soccer courts. In weekend, you can go with your family, but in weekday, you can relax and do workout. The most important is free pass and accessible.
Excellent. Sorry, I was confused. Maybe you were. Are you going to include something else, or that's it? That's all?
That's all.
Excellent. Very complete information. So, there's a lot of things that you have heard. You can either go for a walk, play sport. There's all kind of field, like soccer fields, baseball. You can also play volleyball. So this is a great place that you can go with your kids. But also, if you want to practice any sport or workout, they got a gym. They got places that you can run and whatever. So it's a nice place that you can visit whenever you come here to Saltillo. Excellent, very good. Thank you, Alia. Okay, well, there's a special place in downtown here in Saltillo, okay? It's in front of a school. It's such a nice place because it's in downtown, so it's like kind of traditional. You can go with the family, friends, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, okay? So, Ali, could you please give us detail of this place, Alameda, Zaragoza, please?
Of course.
Well, al menos Zaragoza, as you mentioned, is a very traditional place in Saltillo. I was there when I was a kid, and I like so much. It's like a square, and where you can find a place for the kids. You can go and do exercise in the morning, or in the night. Sometimes there are careers near there, and there are a library. There is a library in the middle of the square, and all these places very very nice.
Yes, definitely, and it's always full of kids playing in the playground. It's full of people walking around the square, as you mentioned. Yeah, the library maybe is not so used by the community or by the citizens, but there's also a lake, right, Ali?
Yes, there is a lake in the shape of this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an important fact. The lake has like the shape of Mexico, so it's really interesting. And also, they used to have ducks. Do you know if they still got them?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's something attractive when you are a kid. When you're a little kid, you want to see the ducks and you want to feed them. So if you have a chance to visit this place, I will surely recommend you. Okay. Yeah. Very good, guys. Well, these are the places when you can have or go play, have entertainment, okay? But what about the places where you can go to eat, okay? I know there are different places, there are different restaurants, but there's one that they say that if you don't visit that place, you don't know Saltillo. I'm talking about Las Brasas, okay? So, Alia, do you know Las Brasas?
Yeah.
Perfect. Have you been there?
Yes.
Good. So what can you tell us or what can you share to our audience about Las Brasas restaurant? I'm sorry, I believe that your microphone is not turned on. Are you there, Alia? Okay, looks like we're having some technical problems. Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Ali, do you know Las Brasas?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent, very good. Have you been there, bro?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Excellent. And how has been your experience? Have you enjoyed that place? Do you like it? What can you tell us about it?
Yes, it's a very nice place. The restaurant is in the Carranza, Venustiano Carranza, Boulevard Venustiano Carranza. It's easy to find it. The food, it's very good, very, very good. I like it much. There is a parking lot in the Las Brasas, so you don't have problem with that. Also, when you go to Las Brasas, the waiter is very friendly, and all the services is very good.
Perfect, excellent. Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you because I've been there and the food is delicious. I mean, it's accessible, it's not so expensive. And also they got a good, yeah, they got a good parking lot. So yeah, that's a place that we can recommend you. If you come to Saltillo, you gotta go to Los Brazos because it's such a nice place. Ali, do you know if the people have to make a reservation or book a reservation? Or you can just get there and find a place?
Yeah, maybe you, maybe, and sometimes you need to make a reservation.
Okay. Yeah, because maybe on the weekends it's more like crowded, so it depends on the day, right?
Yeah.
Great, excellent. Alia, are you there? Looks like you're having trouble, but are you there?
Yes, sorry.
No, 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 don't worry, it's okay. Well, Alia, we're about to close this podcast. I mean, there's a lot of places that we cannot mention, like for example, Chapulín, that's another park, which is really attractive. It's kind of old, but it's still attractive. And also, for example, the Desert Museum is such a nice place that you can go visit. We also have Arteaga that is near. But let's focus in one place that has different shopping stores. It got cinemas. You can go eat. So it has different things. I'm talking about Galerías. So, Alia, to close this podcast, what comments or what recommendations can you give us about Galerías Mall?
Okay, Galerías Mall is a big mall. You can search very stores of the familiar or the clothes or shoes. Also have a part of fast food you can eat with family or friends. Has a cine and the merch stores. Also, you can do the eat the boy eat for example a Walmart. It's a good place.
Yes, it is. And as you mentioned, you can either go to eat, you can buy things like shoes, clothes. They also got drugstores, Starbucks. So it's a place that includes almost everything. So which is your favorite store, Alia, from Galerías?
And Liverpool and
in a
Starbucks.
Great. Yeah, Liverpool has all kind of different things. So if you get a chance to come to Saltillo, you can consider going to Galerías, because if you want to visit one place and find a lot of different stores, well, Galerías is a very good option. Excellent, guys. Well, as I mentioned before, we got all different kind of places here in Saltillo, but the time doesn't give us or allow us to share them all. So is there any other special place that you want to share, guys? Ali, is there any other recommendation that you can give to our audience?
I would like to say that Saltillo is a beautiful city, and I hope that this places is interesting for the people.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's such a beautiful city. You don't have any traffic problems. I mean, it's like all relaxed. And also we got different and a lot of different kind of museums. Great. Alia, any other place or recommendation that you would like to give to our audience?
I agree with you. Saltillo City is the city. Have a very, very pretty place when you
kind of
very funny.
Exactly. If you want to have a real good time, either with your family or with your couple, wife, or whatever, Saltillo is such a great option. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate all your tips, your advices, experiences, and also all your recommendations. Thank you, Ali. Goodbye, Alia.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Welcome. See you in the next session. Bye-bye, everyone.